You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's time to talk our state's history.
Going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married.
June in Michigan. It's time to have your storm windows tucked away and the screens up. Dust off the swimsuit, make an appearance at a high school graduation party, and perhaps attend a June wedding or two. Weddings are more than $1 billion a year business in Michigan. But the wedding business here might be even bigger if the practice of quickie weddings at the turn of the last century had been allowed to continue. To explain further, we welcome back the Michigan History Center's Rachel Clark. Talking weddings, Rachel, and I think when you say quickie weddings, most people think Las Vegas. So how does Michigan play into this?
Up until 1899, Wisconsin was the place to go for these fast weddings due to a lack of a waiting period. You could just kind of walk in, get your license, and get married. So in 1899, their laws changed. They tightened up, and Michigan still had very loose requirements. There was no residency law. The legal age of 18 was actually quite low compared to other states. There was no public notice or bans that needed to be read. It could be a secret wedding at the request of the female, and there were no witness requirements. So Michigan suddenly became the place to go.
So that's the beginning of the 20th century. And I understand one very special marital hotspot was St. Joseph in Berrien County. How come?
Mostly because it was the nearest county to Chicago. So St. Joseph was the seat, the county seat of Berrien County. So people in Chicago could hop on a boat Sunday morning, take a four-hour ride over, and be married by the afternoon.
And then head back home again.
Absolutely.
So let's say, I'm half of a couple from Chicago, and we want to get married, and we get on the boat in Chicago, we head to St. Joseph. What happens after we got off that boat in St. Joseph?
So once you get off the boat, you have a lot of decisions you actually have to make. So you can get married fast, but you need to decide a few things. The first thing is, what kind of license do you want? We can do a plain license, which is very much similar to what we have today, just basic information. Or you can get a fancy license that had cherubs and poetry or Bible verse on it, had decorations. Those cost a little bit more. The second choice you had to make was, do you want to be married by clergy or a justice of the peace? And if you want clergy, what faith? The county clerk in St. Joseph had relationships with multiple churches, multiple clergy members. So you could come in if you wanted a Christian wedding. You could pick which faith, and they would contact the person from that church, and you could get married there. So that's the second choice you have to make. The third one is where to get married. Do you want to be in the courthouse? Do you want to be in a church, inside, outside? Most people chose the clerk, and so the clerk was actually averaging a marriage every 4 minutes, with the fastest time being about 30 seconds.
Stop. Like, next. Boop, you're married. Next.
Very much.
I love that. So there was an assembly line. Let's just put it that way.
Absolutely.
And I suspect it meant a lot of these quickie weddings, a lot of quickie dollars in a lot of pockets.
There was a lot of money being made, a lot of money being exchanged, not only from transportation to get over to Michigan, but you have money being made on the licenses and then amongst whomever is marrying the couple. And then also the businesses in town, if the couple chose to stay. There's a lot of money.
Now, I'm betting St. Joseph wasn't the only Michigan town that was in the quickie wedding game, was it?
No. They were the most popular to start with, but because they were so popular, there wasn't a lot of privacy. You know, people would sit on their porches and watch these couples come off the boat and then go and get married. So Cass County, Hillsdale County, Monroe County started advertising for more private weddings. You would get people who would come up from Toledo. They would advertise down in Toledo for the quickie weddings. And then also you get Wayne County sees an increase in Canadians coming over across the river to get married.
Now, I have to imagine those who took marital vows more seriously than slamming out a wedding every 30 seconds may not have been too keen on quickie marriages. How did the various religious communities around Michigan react?
They were very upset. Most Christian religious groups were against the practice of this quick assembly line wedding style. They saw it as cheapening of something very sacred. They disliked the amount of money that was exchanging hands, and they also were very upset that it was done on a Sunday. Mm. So most Christian religious communities were aghast by the whole thing.
Well, and I must imagine that some of the clergy in Chicago weren't happy about losing wedding business to Michigan.
No, they weren't. They were publicly sort of denouncing it, making claims about young people just getting this marriage fever and being able to come to Michigan. And the Berrien County clerk actually countered a lot of these claims with statistics on ages. The average age was into the 20s for both men and women. The claims that Chicago was making just weren't fitting into the statistics that Berrien County was keeping.
So this starts at the beginning of the 20th century. How long did this quickie wedding fever last in Michigan?
It goes into the mid-1920s. In the teens, you start to get the Michigan Secretary of State chiming in. They're the agency responsible for registering all these marriages, and they really don't like what's going on. It's too difficult to keep track. And they see marriage and the marriage laws of Michigan as something to protect the people of Michigan. And in 1913, Governor Woodbridge Ferris pulls together a commission to investigate the proposed changes that need to be made. That commission comes back after about a year and a half with really racist and hateful solutions to what people see as the problem.
Such as?
They ban all marriages between whites and anyone African or with quote-unquote African blood. They ban marriages between a sane person and a former inmate of a state asylum unless there's a letter that that person has been, quote-unquote, cured. You have to test free of two sexual diseases. They don't say at that time what they those are, and those actually change over time,
okay.
what diseases they're looking at.
Is that where the old idea of got to get the blood test came from?
Yes. That actually continues in a lot of states well into the 60s and 70s. They also add a 60-day wait for any license. And then the clerk finally has to publish in the newspaper for six consecutive weeks the couple's name and their intention to marry. And that goes back to a medieval practice of reading the banns, which was where the church would have to read out the intention of a couple to get married for two consecutive Sundays. Mm-hmm. But that gave time for anyone who was opposed to the marriage to step forward and make a statement about that.
When was all of that put into place? Mid-20s?
Yep, 1925. A bill is signed into law that requires couples to wait 5 days after taking their license, and then also the ones I just listed. Mm.
So that was the end of quickie weddings in Michigan?
Pretty much, yes. Our laws now for requirements for county to county are pretty simple. But you still have your wait period. You still have to register within the county you want to get married, and you have to be there in person, so you have to actually show up.
Yeah, you have to do that. And actually, one of our staff has tied the knot, and we're thinking there were no blood tests, and so we went through this. When did the blood tests end? Did you have a blood test? I didn't have a blood test. When did that go away?
I didn't have a blood test. The blood test, from what I can tell, went away mid to late 60s, and that sort of depends on state to state.
Fair enough. Well, an interesting look at marriages in Michigan. Rachel Clark, Michigan History Center. Always fun. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.